Portland's awareness on the importance of using these reusable shopping bags and to educate them on the destructive and the effects that single-use plastic bags have on our recycling facilities, on our storm drains, on our sewers, on our environment, our watersheds, and our wildlife. Our Portland chapter has participated in hundreds of community events. Some of the most recent have been Sunday Parkways, EcoTrust Sunset Series concerts. We've had book talks with plastics novelist Susan Finkel. Our volunteers for the past 4 years have gathered signatures. We've received almost 10,000 signatures of locals who support the ban. We've given away thousands of reusable shopping bags at grocery stores, at trash cleanups, farmers markets, and schools. We've also built a coalition of 130 businesses and organizations that represent thousands of people that live, work, and play in the city. Some of the people that have signed on have obviously been Audubon, Oregon League of Conservation Voters, McCully, Vernon Neighborhood Associations, businesses such as Laughing Planet, Bamboo Sushi, and many more. And the last year alone, we've also participated in 29 beach cleanups, 9 river cleanups, and 8 highway cleanups, which have resulted in the removal of 100,000 pounds of garbage. And we believe that we can keep doing these trash cleanups until the end of time. But the fact is that there's 80% of marine debris comes from land-based sources. And Portland is a river city. And I think that just shows that we must take this action and we must put effective policy in place to mitigate the amount of plastic pollution that's entering our watersheds and our waterways from our urban city streets. And I truly believe that Portlanders are ready to switch to reusable bags and that we pride ourselves on living in a green city and being leaders in sustainability efforts, and that the support with everyone in this room and all of our coalition members and all the people that have signed on, that we're ready to ban the bag once and for all. So thank you for the opportunity.
Well, before you go back to your seat, I want to thank you and everyone from the local chapter of the Surfrider Foundation. There are many really important partners in this effort, but none who has worked as hard as the local chapter of the Surfrider Foundation on this issue. So thank you very much.
And we do just want to reiterate that we're not just going to walk away once this happens. Our big goal is to continue that outreach and education that we have done and continue to promote the use of reusable bags. We don't just want to switch to paper. That is not what we're advocating for.
And to work on a statewide bag.
In the future.
Thank you for your education engagement with many folks in our community, from the business community, individuals, neighborhood associations. You've really done a spectacular job. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks. Thank you all. Appreciate it.
Next three are Brian Paslow, Alex Wall, and Rick Paul.
And then how many after that?
They'll be followed by two more. Okay. Bag Monster Ryan Cruz and James Schwartz.
Welcome. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Please begin.
Mr. Mayor, members of the council, I wish I had the ability to be as articulate as some of the younger speakers we've heard.
They were
today.
Great, weren't they?
Yes, they were. For the record, my name is Brian Pascoe. I am the director of the Oregon chapter of the Sierra Club, and I am here on behalf of our 5,000-plus members who reside in Portland proper, but also the 20,000 members we have statewide, all of whom are looking to the city of Portland today, and all of you, for some action. Out of respect for everyone's time, I know we've been here for quite a while, I am not going to reiterate a bunch of substantive arguments, many of which I know you've already heard, and you probably understand them better than I do at this point. But I did want to make a brief comment just about leadership. As has been said, a year ago, this issue was before you all. You took this up. You had a very thoughtful discussion. You listened to the concerns of all parties, and you made a very deliberate and thoughtful decision to say to give the state an opportunity to act. You expressed very clearly that you believe that this is an important issue, an issue of urgency to Oregon's environment, and you encouraged the state legislator to be leaders. And I thought, from my perspective, that that was incredible leadership on your part, and it was a very responsible and a courageous policy decision. But then the state legislature failed to act. And today you are poised to renew a promise that you made to the people of Portland, and you are poised to take a meaningful and a significant action that will be of great long-term benefit to not only our Portland community, but to Oregon's environment. And so that, too, in my mind, is leadership. And we want to commend you for that today and to thank you for continuing the momentum around this issue. So in conclusion, we applaud you for your leadership. We encourage the adoption of this effort. And more importantly, I want to pledge to you the Sierra Club's both support and advocacy. And I think I'm safe in speaking for our other partners in the room and the conservation community here in Portland and Oregon, that we are not here just to support your decision today. We are here to support and advocate for this decision as you work to implement it in the coming months and year. So thank you very much for your leadership, and thank you for your ongoing work to protect Oregon's environment.
Thank you, sir, very much. Sir.
Mayor Adams, Commander, or Commissioner Fitz.
Commander works too.
I'm Rick Paul. I'm with Recycling Advocates. I'm on their board and have been on their board for a number of years. It is our privilege to encourage a positive vote on this ordinance. We have worked since 1987 in the environmental field, and if you recall the slide that we watched today, 1987 was the first time the city of Portland began working in this area as well. We pushed hard for the Master Recyclers Program and still are on the advisory council of this very good program. Plastic grocery bags divert resources and confuse the message of the local recycling collection and education efforts. Local recycling companies have testified how bags clog the sorting machine and increase labor costs. And might I add, I was a numbers man for Far West Fibers for 15 years. And there's a lot more costs than just the clogs. Every injury is an increase in your workers' comp costs. And there are a lot of hidden costs that come up when you look at these kinds of things. But despite years of our educational efforts by the city, by ORRA, by everyone, we still get people putting those plastic bags into those blue, red, whatever kind of recycling carts you have. People also do glass. One glass per street is a huge problem for the MRFs. Jeff didn't talk about that, but it is an enormous cost. And them going through, we put on, at Far West Fibers, put our first recycling system in 2000. In 2005, we had to replace it. It had a 10-year warranty, and it was because of glass. People continue to think that they can recycle items at the curb that are recyclable, but not at the curb. For ORRA, our focus is in reducing the impact of our daily actions and purchases. The end goal here is to see an increase in the use of reusable bags. Banning plastic bags is a significant step, especially if the city and the retailers follow through with meaningful educational programs. Thoughtful consumption is a good step in that right direction. But heavy lifting needs to be done after today's vote to educate the public on what they need to do. I was going to say I applaud you, but I can't do that. So thumbs up to the efforts of the council to address this issue, and we support wholeheartedly your ordinance. Thank you.
Thank you, sir, very much. Hi.
Hi. My name's Alex Wall. First of all, I wanted to thank you for the city council for the bike lane on Klickitat. I use it every day, ride my bike to work. Second of all, I'd like to thank Commissioner Fritz for coming out and helping the Beaumont-Wilshire neighborhood clean up graffiti in the spring. And I would like to thank the Surf Rider Foundation for this great T-shirt that I picked up outside before I came in.
You look great, Nick.
Thank you.
Very slimming.
The reason why I came in today, part of the inspiration was the fact that I picked up some wonderful organic, locally grown blueberries at a market, and it came in a plastic bag, and I accepted it without thinking about it. And I feel really badly about that. And plastic bags are really a problem. You've heard a lot of the reasons for it. I came back from Europe recently, and you go to a grocery store, you can't get a bag. You actually have to remember to bring a bag to the store. And this is a cultural change that I think would benefit us as a consuming society to think about reusing things in general. I'm not going to go so far as to advocate for a bag of all bags in stores right now, but I do think that a ban of a single-use plastic bag, which will be around for thousands of years and damaging wildlife and polluting our waterways, is certainly a good start. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you all very much. Last two.
The bag monster, Ryan Cruz, and James Schwartz.
Oof. Well, I'm sure that you have security sweating.
Yes.
I'm sure you are too. Bag monster Schwartz?
Cruz.
Bag monster Cruz.
Mayor Adams, Commissioner Fritz, thank you for having me here to testify. I would like to ask you not to pass this ordinance because I live an awesome life. I last for hundreds and hundreds of years, and during that time, I do probably 3 to 6 minutes of honest work. And after that, I sneak out of car windows, and I sneak out of the landfills, and I like to hang out in the beautiful trees that are all here in Portland, our beautiful parks. If I'm lucky, I make my way down to the Willamette, in which case I get a tour of Solis Island, before I can sneak on out into the Columbia, Expressway of the Pacific. Then I get to hang out on our beautiful beaches. So I would ask you to not support this so that I can continue to keep living the awesome life that I do.
Bag Monster, you're a bad, bad man.
Well, I want to thank you, Bag Monster, and the other four Bag Monsters who are here for sitting throughout this hearing in what must be a sweltering set of bags. The mayor actually turned down turned up the air conditioning, which is why I'm freezing to death. But
I felt sorry for you, and I didn't want a lawsuit either.
So we want you to know that we care for all citizens, including Bag Monsters, who come into city council chambers.
Thank you very much.
Top that.
I'll follow that up. James Schwartz, Mr. Mayor, council members, appreciate your time. I'll be brief. I'm here representing myself, my wife, my two-year-old daughter, as a healthcare professional, as a father, and an active participant in Portland's outdoors and environmental consciousness. There is no reason not to ban this bag. There are corporate profit interests at stake, of course. We as Oregonians or Portlanders have accepted that fact and that we're more than willing to contribute the extra 5-7 cents to paper, although we know that that's not reality, the perfect situation. Happy to use the reusable bags, and I think we do need to address other community members' concerns. The elderly, as a nurse, I've specifically worked with elderly. I know that they have particular concerns at hand, and I think I'm sure that we can find a way to work those into this being a successful campaign. So, on behalf of myself and fellow Portlanders, let's get this vote done and get rid of single-use plastic bags.
Thank you, sir. Thank you both very much. All right, Carla, would you please call the vote?
Saltzman?
Well, I want to start out by saying that I'm pleased to support this legislation, and I am glad that we waited, I guess it was a year, to give the legislature a chance to take a shot at this, and I think our action today will help build momentum for a statewide solution. And to me, plastic bags, I've found in sort of listening to discussions and all that, there's a lot of sort of side arguments and statistics getting thrown about and all that, and sometimes it's hard to really know what's fact, what's hypothesis, what's fiction, frankly. But I do think, on balance, that there is an environmental benefit to less plastic in our environment. I also think that, on balance, it's better to support our local industry and our local jobs, i.e. the pulp and paper industry, where, you know, paper bags come from, all other things being equal, they come from the Northwest. And, you know, I think timber harvesting can be done sustainably, so it's a sustainable resource. And so it's worth supporting local jobs by emphasizing, I mean, first we emphasize reusing a bag, but absent that, paper over plastic. In fact, that's when the checkout lines used to offer that choice, I would always be asking for paper. Now I bring reusable bags. But also I think that plastic does come from a feedstock that is not a sustainable source, a resource over time. Natural gas is a form of not a renewable resource, and it does take complicated chemicals to make plastic bags. And plastic bags, for the most part, I understand there's a plant in Boise, but for the most part, and I mean no disrespect to people in Louisiana and Texas, but the most part they come from places that are not in the Northwest. And so on balance, I believe it's good to support Northwest jobs and, above all, to reuse bags. So I'm pleased to support this ordinance, and I think it's high time we got this going. Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Hold on. Fritz?
I promise that I would support this ban should the legislature fail to act, and I will be happy to do so. I believe that we're actually in a better place now than we were a year ago. I applaud the mayor for putting the greater good above his desire to move forward fast on this last year and giving the legislature a chance to do or not do. And I think that the year of conversation that we've had with Portlanders and the year of courageous stores like Fred Meyer carrying out the ban on plastic before we moved has been very helpful. And as was mentioned in testimony, we now have two-thirds of Portlanders who agree that this is the right thing to do. It's the right thing to do regardless of a poll. And I really appreciate everybody who's here today, including those who've come here and spent the afternoon waiting to voice their testimony in opposition. There are still concerns, and there are valid concerns, some of them, that we need to address. But this is an urgent matter that must be addressed now because it holds serious implications for the environment and also for public health. We as a society must be held accountable for the real cost that is paid for the sake of convenience. And since the legislature has been unable to step up to that task, then the city of Portland needs to lead. And I am proud to be what I expect to be yet another 5-0 consensus vote on the council for doing the right thing. And I appreciate this council for taking the time to get things right and to reach agreement. I understand that for some this will be an inconvenience. And I do think that the fact that there will no longer be a required 5-cent fee for paper bags will make this more palatable to communities, consumers and businesses. I think once people get used to taking their bags, once they've either purchased or been given one and get used to carrying them, the fact was mentioned about families with large numbers of teenage children having large quantities of groceries to schlep back inside. Until recently, was a mom with 5 in our family, including 3 hungry teenagers. And I find the large reusable bags much more convenient, much more carryable. I have not had a single one of them break on me so far, despite carrying pretty phenomenal quantities of groceries up and down my stairs. So I think that it's something that once one gets used to remembering to take the bags in, it does become much more convenient. And I will, as I mentioned, work with the Commission on Disability and with the mayor and private companies to provide bags that are more useful and convenient for seniors, people with disabilities, and particular custom needs. That's not beyond the bounds of maybe a little or big local industry to provide those kinds of bags, which will certainly be needed, and we will work on that. And for those who think that young people don't engage in politics, thank you very much for your leadership on this. I want to officially announce that I have forgiven Surf Rider for sending me 300 identical emails at the beginning of my term in office, which actually literally reduced me to tears because I didn't know how I was going to answer them all. It's been absolutely splendid to get over 100 and I think close to 200 individual messages from concerned Portlanders saying why in their heart they believe this is the right thing to do. And I I think we've all learned through this process. We've all gained through this process. And I particularly applaud Mayor Adams and your staff for guiding us through it and reaching us to this conclusion. Aye.
Fish.
I know it's getting late, but I'll try to be as brief as Randy.
I don't know. His speech is pretty moving.
I've been on this. Would you rule him out of order, please? I've been on this council for 3 years, and we've taken a lot of votes on important issues to advance the cause of our environment. But I think we've taken several actions which go beyond just protecting the environment and become legacies of both the council, and hopefully in the future we look back on as milestones in the cause of advancing our environmental agenda. I think of the city-county climate action plan as a watershed event. I think this spring of the acquisition of the Riverview Cemetery property, 146 acres, which completes a natural area corridor on the west side that is really envy of any city in the country, not just city our size. And today I think we're taking a bold step forward on banning the bag. A year ago, as has been noted, this council was prepared to act on this issue. But the general consensus was that it would be preferable to pause and allow the legislature to act in the hope that we would get a statewide ban. A statewide ban that applies to everybody in Oregon would be preferable. But that, in a divided legislature, turned out not to be possible, despite the best efforts of all, including both Gilliams, Vic and his brother. So we're back today with the chance to lead, and as some of our friends have testified, hopefully through our action, we will lead the way statewide. So I am proud to join with my colleagues in supporting this legislation. I think it is well-crafted, and I compliment the mayor and his team. I think it will have a significant impact on the health of our environment and the quality of our life. We will have an opportunity over time to modify it if necessary, and we've heard from some people asking us to keep an open mind, and of course, this is a work in progress. But I think we're taking an incredibly important step today, and I'm proud to join with my colleagues in voting aye.
Adams.
Well, when we passed the Climate Action Plan strategy for the city about 2 years ago now, we meant it. And this is another step of a longer journey, and other steps will follow in terms of seriously meeting the goals we set forth in terms of being a great city, but also a great city that does less damage to the environment, is more socially just, and more economically prosperous. And this is absolutely consistent with all that. So I want to thank Susan Anderson and Michael Armstrong from the Bureau of Planning and Sustainability. I want to thank the great team in the mayor's office, the Director of Planning and Sustainability for the mayor, Lisa Libby, Megan Ponder, who is part of the team, Clay Neal, also Rehana Ansari. They've all had a lot. They put in many years of work into this, and I am very, very grateful. Our key partners, Portland Surfrider Foundation, the Oregon League of Conservation Voters, and the entire network of teams. Just in summary, before I vote, and when you hear the gavel go down, if you want, you can clap and cheer at that point. Wait for it. I grew up in the Oregon coast. And I saw early on when the impacts of plastic and plastic film, as someone who was on Yaquina Bay and on the beaches every week, the problems we face with this, the problems we face with plastic bags and other trash and debris is real. It's having a real impact on the marine food web. And that, in turn, has the potential and the reality of impacting each and every one of us. 444 bags per Oregonian, every man, woman, and child in this state, every single year. That is a bad habit worth kicking? Aye.
We're adjourned. Good job. Thank you, Dan. I appreciate it.